American attitudes about the violence in Iraq, as well as the controversy over claims of weapons of mass destruction, are being felt in the polls. According to some polls, more Americans are questioning the reasons why we went to war and how President Bush is handling the situation. What about you? Have your opinions changed recently? And if so, how and why? Give us a call. Our number is 1-800-989-TALK. And joining us now from San Francisco is Stephen Kull. He's director of the Program of International Policy Attitudes. Mr. Kull, you follow polls on how Americans feel about the war in Iraq. What changes are we beginning to see in the polls? Stephen Kull, are you with us? Stephen Kull?
Yes, hello there.
Hi, Stephen Kull. I don't know if you heard my question. I was asking you, in the polls, which you are following, what changes are you beginning to see in American attitudes towards the war in Iraq and its aftermath?
Well, what's really striking is that there has been some real softening of support for the war. Perhaps the most striking finding is one that CBS just found on July 8 and 9. They asked whether the threat from Iraq required immediate action or could have been contained. And only 43% said that it required immediate action. 43% said it could have been contained, and another 9% said it was not a threat at all. So we have 52% really saying that the war was not really necessary.
But and how does that contrast to what people have been saying up until now?
Well, just in June, we had 53% saying that it did require immediate action. So just in the last few weeks, we've seen a 10-point drop in those who said that the war was really necessary.
What seems to be pushing these changes in attitudes? Is it the violence that's occurring on the ground in Iraq, or is the controversy over weapons of mass destruction? Do the polls indicate which is more important to people?
Well, it's a combination, because the perception is there's uncertainty now about whether Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, or if we overestimated the number. 56% in the CBS poll said that the number were overestimated. So there's a declining perception of this threat, and then the costs are going up, but in terms of fatalities. But the number of fatalities are not more than what they expected, they say now. So it looks like the critical variable is this declining perception of the imperative nature of the war. But, of course, the continuing fatalities cause people to pay attention to say, well, gee, was this really necessary? So it's a combination of the two, but the changing variable is this perception of whether it was necessary.
We are talking about the polls regarding the war in Iraq, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're going to take a call now from Dan. He's in Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Dan. Dan?
Hi,
go ahead.
I was wondering, my question was actually concerning, aside from the human cost in the war, the New York Times put the cost of the war at $3.9 billion a month from now on. And as a young voter, I was thinking that the cost of the war might become a more prevalent issue in the polls with the 2004 election coming up.
Stephen Kull?
I think that will be a factor. I don't think it will be the overriding factor. I think the loss of life will be much more compelling. When we get into these big numbers, it's kind of hard for the American public to differentiate between, 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion a month. But they know that there are significant costs there. And again, those get weighed against whether or not the war was essential.
All right. Thanks for your call, Dan. And speaking of electoral politics, first of all, what's the breakdown of this with regard to Democrats versus Republicans in these opinion polls?
Well, as you might expect, Republicans are continuing to show stronger support, and Democrats are showing much greater doubts. And independents, interestingly, among independent likely voters, this is an analysis we did in the PIPA Knowledge Networks poll, it showed that the independent likely voters, the potential swing voters, are more concerned, more dubious about the claims of the administration, more likely to believe they stretch the truth. And so in the swing voter group, you really see a growing concern.
Now, President Bush's overall rating has gone down, but it's still at 60%, which is pretty good.
Yes, in terms of his handling of Iraq, though we've seen a significant downward slide, in May, CBS found 72% approving of the way he's handling Iraq. July 8th, that dropped to 58, and just today, Newsweek released a new poll that found that their approval of his handling there has dropped to 53%. So that's a pretty significant decline.
What are you going to be looking for in your polls in coming weeks?
Well, we're going to just continue to track what people are thinking about the necessity of the war. So far, we've seen that the support for keeping the troops there is very steady. I don't expect any drop off in support for following through. They don't really think that we have much of an option. But one thing we're going to be looking for is their perception of the attitudes of the Iraqi people. And if a perception emerges that the majority of the Iraqi people want us to get out, that could become a real problem. Then the public could start asking, gee, should we really be there? And if fatalities continue, then it could erode. But as long as the majority of the public believe that the majority of Iraqis want us there, then I think support for the operation will continue. Which doesn't mean, though, that if we continue to not find weapons of mass destruction and more people begin to have doubts. Right now, the majority of people still believe, 58% in the poll that we did with Knowledge Networks found, that they think that the weapons were there. So if that erodes so that a majority of people started thinking, oh, the weapons never really were there, that could really turn things in terms of feelings towards Bush. But I still doubt that that will result in a diminishment of support for continuing the operation.
Well, don't these polls also reveal some inconsistencies in the way people are thinking about this?
Yeah, they're confused about what has actually happened. They don't know if the weapons of mass destruction are there, so that they support the war, but they're not in certain questions that have asked. Do you approve of the war? You get 65% saying they approve of it. But in follow-on questions asked, do you think this was the best thing for the U.S. to do? Only 46% say they think it's the best thing. Another 18% say that they're supporting the president.
Yeah.
So you've got a kind of soft middle here who wants to support the president, thinks that there were some weapons there, but also is having questions about whether it was really necessary. And so you see questions that at times seem a little bit inconsistent.
So in essence, you're seeing some shifting terrain here in the polls.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Stephen Kull is director of the Program of International Policy Attitudes. He joined us by phone from San Francisco. And in Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.